Praise the Lord.
Psalm 1. Psalm number 1 from verse 1 to 6. I want to conclude on the message we started last week. I was asking my wife a question this morning. In Proverbs 31, how many virtuous women were there? In Proverbs 31, how many virtuous women were there? Somebody said one. Actually, there were two. There were two virtuous women. There were two virtuous women. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother, that's the first virtuous woman, because you can only give what you have. Praise the Lord. The woman painted the kind of picture of the kind of woman that his son, a king, ought to marry. Describes how to make the family. If you marry the wrong person, you will have a wrong family. So, this woman spoke into her son. What, my son? What? The son of my womb. What? The son of my vows. She had given him up to God. Give not thy strength to women, nor thy ways to that which destroyed kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine. Those of you who still justify alcohol. Oh, Paul said, drink a little bit of wine. This and that. You deceive yourself. Anything that takes control of your mind takes control of your life. Hallelujah. Nor for princes, strong drink, lest they drink and forget God. They forget the law. They forget the word. They pervert judgment. If you look at men who drink, they are the ones that abuse their family the most. They put it under the guise of the drink. They pervert judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish. And wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty. When he is sober, his poverty will be reminded of him. Emphasis mine. It says, and remember his misery no more. When his eye is clear, his misery will still be there. And so on and so forth. This is family month. And this is our last Sunday. It's important to talk to the foundation of the family. And that's what this woman did. Spoke to her son. The foundation. The strength of the family. Not that the woman is not a strength in the family. But if a man knows how to lead well, he will lead his home right. Praise the Lord. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 6. I'm not going to repeat most of what I said last week. I just want to run through and finish it. If you were not here or you didn't hear it well, get back on our app and listen to it for free. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sit in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Spirit of the living God, please breathe upon your word. Let it become life, both from the speaker to my hearers, in Jesus' name. Amen. Empowered to prosper, fortunate, is a blessed man. A blessed man is a man connected to God. And I'm going to share a little bit on that in a minute. And I said last week that for a blessed man, when we use man here, yes, I'm talking to gender, and I'm also talking to everybody, both male and female. Things happen in the favor of a blessed man. Hallelujah. Things happen. A blessed man follows the footprints of the Almighty God. And we shared about Abraham, how the Lord said he should walk before him and be perfect. Also, we shared with us Proverbs 13. It says, he that walketh with the wise or with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. I think where we rested was on the area of association. Who are your friends? Your friends end up being the one that influences your life. They influence your thinking. And your thinking is too important to God, because God's thoughts are too important to him. It is the thoughts of God that brought to be the things we see, that brought to be the things God says. The Bible says that the works of God are great. His thoughts are so deep. Deep thoughts produce great things. Hallelujah. And I shared, who are the five closest people to you? Who can you take away and your life will be affected in one way or the other? Because those who surround you make up your life. What you surround yourself with make up your life, and that is what you bring into your home. That is what you bring into your family. People you hang around with, they shape your destiny. And I said, ask your question. Who are you talking to? Who is giving you advice? Anyone that gives you advice against the word of God is your enemy. Anyone that gives you advice against the church of God is your enemy, not your friend. Praise the Lord. They have released themselves to become agents of Satan to take from you. I said you need to be in the midst of people who can stretch your imagination. People who can show you that things are possible. Not people who tell you that nothing, you can't do it, you can't make it. Oh, Kansas City is difficult. That's the seed they sow into you. Oh, it's so difficult. And then everywhere you go, you only see difficult pictures. You need the people around you who will tell you everything is possible. There is possibility in this city. From today, you will encounter possibilities. I said, from today, you will encounter possibilities. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, black people don't advance. I might agree with you, but I am not black. Amen. I'm a kingdom child. Praise the Lord. Kingdom people advance, regardless of color. The Bible says that God is not a respecter of any man. He doesn't respect color. He says everywhere men that fear him, God will advance them and God will honor them. Stop listening to people who are not contributing encouragement into your life. Stop listening to people who are not pushing you to go forward. You see, most of us are immigrants here. We became naturalized citizens, I guess. Or you are still on your way. The thing is, the mentality you brought from where you are coming does not work well here. Everybody comes with a mindset. Until you have a godly mindset, you are not ready for the assignment that God has for you. If increase has no place in your mind, if increase has no place in your thinking, if increase has no place in your meditation, increase will not show up in your life. Let me address something that has been gnawing at my heart for a while. Maybe there are some people like that here. You are single, you are believing God for a husband or a wife, but your appearance is not attractive. What are you going to attract? Who will look at you? Make yourself presentable. Change your outlook. If anybody says, I'm telling you as a woman, look nice. You will attract the right person. Look nice. There's a saying in the economic world, if you pay peanuts, you'll attract monkeys. The way you look will determine how you are to the kind of person you attract into your life. And for you single guys, when you see a single woman who is all decked up, don't be intimidated. She's looking for a life partner. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. John chapter 3 verse 2 says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as your mind, the mind of the blessed man, is an advancing mind. It's a prosperous mind. It's a mind that does not see difficulty. It's a mind that sees a way out of every situation. You know why? Because he meditates on the word of God. Praise the Lord. He meditates on the word of God. He ventilates his mind with the word of God. I challenge anybody here today, when you have a problem, begin to study the word of God. Very soon, you will get the answer to that challenge. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I also told us, according to 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Those wrong associations can destroy your destiny. Be sensitive to your association and be sensitive to your destiny. How? By watching your association. Praise the Lord. Ask the person seated next to you. Ask them, how much has the word of God influenced you? If the word of God is not influencing you, you are not going anywhere. If the word of God is not impacting you, if the word of God is not important to you, you are going to always have the same problem. I shared this with us before, and I'm going to repeat it again. It's a beautiful, wonderful scripture. Psalm 119, verse 162. This was what David said. He said, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Can you give it to us in the Amplified? I rejoice at your word as one that finds great spoil. You know, what the great spoil there is that somebody who has hit the jackpot. What you are looking for is in the word of God. Tell your neighbor. What you are looking for is in the word of God. What you are looking for is in the Word of God. One of my mentors said something so important and so true. Your greatest resource is the Word of God. If you are looking for raw materials for anything you want to accomplish in life, it's the Word of God. The Word of God is your raw material. Revelation is your greatest resource. Understanding what the mind of God is concerning you in His Word is your biggest and greatest resource. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 3, He says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by what? By the Word of God. Through faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Write down what you want to accomplish this year. Compare what you want to accomplish this year. Compare it to creation. Compare it to the galaxies that God made. Compare it to all the planets that God put in place. Compare it to the seas, the animals in the sea, the animals, the wild animals in the bush that were created by the Word of God. Compare what you want to achieve. And you ignore the Word of God. You ignore the Word of God. You ignore it to your own detriment. Praise the Lord. He says, the blessed man, his delight is in the law. His delight is in the law. It is the Word of God that makes him a blessed man. It is the Word of God that opens him up to a world of inspiration. I have been there for my personal self. I sought the face of God. My life can't continue like this. Something must happen. And God began to show me gradually. Gradually. And I told us last week, even after our workers' prayer meeting, before the morning of the next day, the Lord came and brought me back to that meeting. And He showed me and He spoke to me. And He said, this is what you should be doing. I said, I'm going to tell you later. I'll tell you next week. Amen. It becomes our theme for next month. And if you commit to it, you will see a difference. Because I meditated on it again this morning. The same sense that I had towards it is still the same way I feel towards it. It hasn't changed. Because I know it was a revelation from God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word. So, the things which are seen were not made from the things which do appear. You can speak your business to existence. You can speak your desire to existence. And then you start walking towards it. And then you begin to see manifestation. You will see that manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody said, it is not the absence of money that makes you a poor person. It is the absence of faith and revelation. The absence of faith and revelation. The absence of faith and revelation. I will always say it and I'll say it again. When my wife and I were going to buy our home, she was the only one who had a job or paying job. And she was the only one who had papers. She wasn't even earning much money. But I sat down there, and I'm like, you know what? We can't keep on paying this landlord all this money. We have to buy our own house. She came back from work, and I said, we're buying our house. She looked at me like somebody who is crazy. She said, with what? She said, what we have. We're buying our house. Begin to speak it out. Went on the computer, start searching for homes. Of course, I was looking for bargains. And I found it. So when there, oh, my wife said, I like this neighborhood, but I don't like the house because of the condition it's in. I said, don't worry about the condition. Instead of you seeing the condition, look at me. I am the condition. I am the condition. You know, I will sort this place out. Don't worry. We went to our bank. The bank said, no, we can't help you by the amount of money you are earning. I didn't give up. So the bank guy they connected us with somehow just called. He said, I like you guys. I can't help you, but I know somebody who can help you. Good. Now connected us to somebody in St. Louis. Till tomorrow, we don't know what that person looks like. Amen. That one said, do you have this? Yes. Do you have this? Yes. Do you have this? Yes. Can you change this? Yes. Can you change this? Yes. Okay, don't worry. All the while that was going on, I collected the key to the house. I'm telling you this so that it can build up your faith and your confidence. I collected the key from the realtor to the house. He said, I can go there anytime. I said, yes, thank you. So I got a dumpster. I began to clear out the house. We had not signed papers. We had not signed any. But I said, Lord, thank you. This is our house. I cleared the counter, removed everything, took out all the nasty smelling carpet, swept all the place and made it look clean. Put it in the dumpster. The dumpster even broke our driveway. You know. When the guy came one day to look at the house, if he was a Nigerian guy, he would have said, Yekpa. What? He was like, what did you do? I said, it's our house. I cleaned it out. But you've not signed any paper. I said, it doesn't matter, but it's our house. Have you signed? As the bank said, yeah. I said, no, they're still working on it. But it's our house. Neighbors who will pass by, oh, are you working for somebody? I said, no, it's my house. I'm not working on anybody's house. I'm working on my house. The bank came back. The guy in St. Louis, whoever he was, he worked it out. Everybody then was getting 6.something%. We didn't have enough money. We got 4.5 or so. Everybody was surprised. How did you do it? Me too, I don't know. Faith and revelation made it happen. And I walked towards it. I pressed into it and I made it happen. I'm not apologetic about it. Everything I have ever done in my life, I've always been the underdog. But I took hold of faith. I took hold of revelation. Even when the gynecologist said, your wife can never be pregnant. There was initial shock for a couple of hours. We cried, wipe out your tears, don't worry. Except I'm not sent by God. Except I'm not a child of God. I don't care what the gynecologist said. She already said we are not going back there, and I agreed. So every day, lay hands and pray. Lay hands and pray. But I wasn't only praying. I won't tell you the rest. The Bible says, watch and pray. Watch. I was watching, walking and praying. Walking and praying. Doing the work I'm supposed to be doing and praying. Doing what I'm supposed to be doing and praying. doing the work I was supposed to be doing. You don't just pray. You walk as well. Faith without work. I didn't neglect my work. And then the result came. You know the old story. I'm just encouraging you. Hallelujah. So it's not the absence of money that makes you poor. It's the absence of faith. What are you seeing? The blessed man, blessed woman, what are you seeing concerning your family? Can you see beyond what you can, your physical eyes can see now? In that home, my wife saw the rubble. No, I didn't see the rubble. There was darkness on the face of the deep. God didn't speak to darkness. He commanded light to come. What he saw was what he said. Say what you see in the eyes of your spirit, not what your physical eyes can see. God thought about what he wanted. And he spoke about what he wanted. You and I should emulate God all the time in our situations. When you feel there is not enough. When they brought water. When they said no wine to Jesus. The mother said, whatever he says you to do, do it. Jesus said, go and fetch water. They said, we have fetched water. Go and serve it. In Jesus' mind, they are serving for wine. By the time they got there, it turned to wine. And they drank wine. Praise the Lord. If the blessing of the blessed man will find expression, if the blessing of the blessed man will manifest, watch what you say and watch people you hang around with. Praise the Lord. Same goes for the woman. Same goes for the family. Watch who has access into your family. Some people come into your family, they turn it upside down by what they say, by the suggestions they come to make to you. They don't come to heart to you to encourage you for advancement. They come to criticize you and pull you down. Run from such people. Praise the Lord. Watch out for those people. Every word they speak is to castigate you. Every word they speak carries a tone of negativity. They are not challenging you to be better. They are telling you you've done enough. Anybody who tells you you've done enough and you are still living and you are still alive, it doesn't matter your age, that person is lying to you. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you've not done enough. Oh, come on, tell them like you believe in, neighbor. You've not done enough. You can still do more. You can still do better. In Jesus' name. Amen. If the word of God is the thought of God, or the product of God's thought, what kind of thinking should you have as a blessed person? In his word, does he meditate? In his word, he fills his mind with the word of God. He asks questions on the word of God. The happenings in his life, he equates it with the word of God. Everything he sees, he tries to compare it to the word of God. That's what he meditates on. Bible says that the word became. If the word became flesh, the word can become anything you want it to be. Hallelujah. The word of God became flesh. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Without him was nothing made that was made. Then down the line, he said, and the word became. And Jesus said, as many as received him, to them he gave power to do what? To become.
The word of God in your heart, the word of God in your mind, the word of God in your thinking can become whatever you want it to be.
That's why I told us the other day about our little children. We allow the environment to mold them. We allow the environment to set limitations for them. Whereas these children, they have no limitations. In their mind, they have no limitations. They are the one who sees space. Ask them, they have lofty dreams. We are the ones who press them down not to express that thing they see. Because they don't see impossibilities. You too should not see impossibilities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, and it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Its roots are touching deep. It's connecting to nutrients. You are looking for human connections when you should be looking for God connection. Hallelujah. Your connection with God will release what God has and it will flow to you. From today, as you make up your mind to connect with God, everything God has in store for you, I said they will flow to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is what passes from God to you. That's what makes the difference in your life. That's what will stay with you forever. When I understood that God is my blesser, I decided that before I make any major decision, I will contact my blesser and see what he says about it. Praise the Lord. Jesus said in John 15 and verse 1 to 5. I might read a little bit more. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me, every branch connected to me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Because it's impossible to be connected with Jesus and there's no difference in your life. I need an amen to that. So don't hang on as if you're hanging on when you are not hanging on, when you are not connected. Because when you are genuinely connected, there's no way what is in God will not pass through to you. Hallelujah. He says, he purged it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word, and so on and so forth. Look at, he says, abide in me, verse 4, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, because the branch is not touching the root. The stem is the one touching the root. Jesus is that vine, is the stem. He's the one touching the root. He said, connect with me and I will produce through you. From today, I pray that the Lord will produce through you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stay connected. Jackie Koloff, she sang that song. Jamaican Jackie Koloff. Stay connected. Stay connected. Make up your mind to stay connected. I was late this morning. My family and I were late because we had power outage. We all dressed up, ready for church. Then suddenly, power outage in our neighborhood. Call KCPNL. Oh yes, we know it has happened and we are working on it. And we are working hard to restore power. We are ready, but we can't open the garage door. Even if we open the garage door,
How do we secure it back? So we are stuck at home. There was no electricity connection. So everything in the neighborhood did what? Stood still. That's how life is. If we are not connected, everything stands still. We just keep on laboring and laboring and laboring and laboring and turning around and turning around. What if God tells you the prayer to pray? The prayer is he has already answered. Will you not change your prayer points? Tell your neighbor, say, stay connected. Oh, come on, say, stay connected. Look at the trees. Now we see lush green all over the place. A few months back, they were all dry. Isn't that true? But the whole of America was not under winter. Hello? Oh, I'm coming somewhere with this. The whole of America was not under winter. Florida, where there was sun. Amen? Some southern states, there was sun. And the trees there, they were still green. But the trees in Missouri, they were dry. Why did the trees in Missouri, why did they not uproot themselves and go to Texas? The weather is favorable there. Yes, they shed their leaves. And they stayed where God planted them. Because they know that no season is forever. That rain is going to fall again. Sun is going to shine again. My leaf is going to bud again. Right now there might be winter. Right now it might look impossible. But a time is coming. My season is about to change. And I am going to flourish again. If you are that person, who knows you are going to flourish again? Because you are still connected. Jump on your feet and shout hallelujah. They stayed there during that winter season. Their root went deeper. Their root went deeper. Because you don't see leaves on me does not mean I'm not alive. I am alive. I am going deeper. I am only waiting for my season. The Bible says to that man, to that blessed man, in Psalm 1, he said to that blessed man, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in each season. You will not miss your season. You will not miss your time. If you stay connected, if you stay where God has planted you to stay, I say your blessing from Jehovah God will flow to your home, will flow to your family, will flow to your destiny, and you will laugh last. If you are that person, shout a good amen. Because season changes does not mean you should not be abiding. Only when you develop deep roots, then in your season, you'll bear fruits. Hallelujah. I have known all my Christian life that no season remains forever. Hallelujah. It says, if you abide in me, I too, I will abide in you. And you will bear much fruit. The blessed man is a deep thinker. Deep thinker. Deep thinker. I showed us before, a couple of times ago, in Genesis 24, or Genesis 23, verse 63. In the cool of the evening, Isaac went out to do what? What did he go out to do? He went to meditate. Great people meditate. They have an overview. One of the benefits of One of my benefits of taking a stroll from time to time
is to meditate, is to think deep, is to have an overview, is to look at things. Meditation. You are a blessed man, you must be a deep thinker. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe. How can you observe if you are not meditating? And how can you observe? Or how can you do if you are not meditating and observing? Hallelujah. Meditation on God's word. Listen to this. It connects you to God's mind. You want to know the mind of God? Meditate on the word of God. Hallelujah.